Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the April 21st, 2025 Rules Committee meeting. I am your chair, Supervisor Shimon Walton, joined by President Mandelman and soon to be joined by Supervisor Cheryl. Our clerk for today's meeting is Victor Young, and I would like to thank Eugene Labadia from SFGov TV for broadcasting this meeting and making sure that it is available to the public. Mr. Clerk, do you have any announcements?
Yes, public comment will be taken on each item on this agenda. When your item of interest comes up and public comment is called, please line up to speak on your right. Alternatively, you may submit public comment in writing in either of the following ways. Email them to myself, the Rules Committee Clerk, at victor.young@sfgov.org. If you submit public comment via email, it will be included as part of the file. You may also send your written comment to, via U.S. mail to us at City Hall, 1 Dr. Carlton B. Goodlett Place, Room 244, San Francisco, California, 94102. Please make sure to silence all cell phones and electronic devices. Items acted upon today are expected to appear on the Board of Supervisors' agenda of April 29th, 2025, unless otherwise stated. That completes my initial announcements.
Thank you so much, Mr. Clerk. Would you please call item number one?
Item number one is a hearing to consider appointing two members term ending April 30th, 2026, and four members term ending April 30th, 2027, to the Commission of Animal Control and Welfare. We have six seats, 10 applicants.
Thank you so much. And first of all, I just want to welcome everyone who is applying to serve and say thank you. We appreciate you being willing to serve. I will call the names in order of how they appear on today's agenda, and you have up to 2 minutes to let us know why you want to serve. And so first we will go with Ashley Amy.
Hi, my name is Ashley Hoffman. Thank you for this opportunity. I have been living in San Francisco for over 2 years. I have a UCLA climate science degree, but work in media. I think the most relevant thing for this application is that I'm going to law school for animal law in the fall at USF, so I'll have connections to that community and hopefully legal expertise that will become relevant over the course of this tenure. And I just really care about the local animals. And do you have any questions?
We will let everybody speak, and if we have questions, we'll let you know.
Okay,
thank you so much.
Got it. Well, thank you.
Next, I believe, is Dana Sherwood.
Good morning. My name is Dana Sherwood. I've been a resident of San Francisco for about 20 years, 11 of those in District 10. I have pretty much my entire career has been in animal field. I was a zookeeper at the San Francisco Zoo for about 10 years, and then I was an animal control officer here in the city for about four. I recently left that to spend more time with my family and have a career that was a little more stable with a schedule. But I miss it a lot, and I feel like this is a way to kind of have my foot still in the door and be able to work with the community in San Francisco and the animals that I care so much about. I've done a lot of work with rescuing the native wildlife, and then I was one of the lead investigators with animal control, working in different aspects of animal abuse and working with the DA's office in submitting those crimes. We did work in the live animal markets, and so I have a lot of experience in the animal field, and I love being a part of it, so hopefully this is my way to have my toes back into it.
Thank you. Emily Gazzardi. My apologies if I didn't pronounce your last name correctly.
No, that's correct. Hello, thank you for this opportunity, and please don't let any perceived nerves color your opinion of my capacity. I would love to do this role. I work as a hospital chaplain right now at UCSF. I have a master's in social work and a background also in the hospitality industry. So I've done a bunch of things, but my past few years, I've been increasingly committed to animal advocacy organizations. I've been doing a lot of volunteer work in direct action locally with two groups, the Humane League and Direct Action Everywhere. So I'm an organizer with them, and I have increased my leadership capabilities in the past few years in those roles. I became interested in this commission work because of a friend who was on the commission, is on the commission, and she was telling me about it. And then I got extremely interested when I learned about Animal Outlook's campaign against the animal cruelty that's been rampant at the live markets in San Francisco. And that was a few months ago. I attended that session, and that's one of the areas that I would be very interested in working on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Irina Asamoy.
Thank you, supervisors. It has been my honor and privilege to serve as a member of the commission for the last 4 years, since 2021, and as vice chair of the commission for the last three. In addition to my commission work, I've also been a volunteer for Yggdrasil Urban Wildlife Rescue, San Francisco's only wildlife rescue and rehabilitation center. And since joining the commission, I completed a certificate in wildlife rehabilitation, and I'm working currently on a certificate in zoo and aquarium science. These is all so that I can continue to help and advocate for the animals of this city. San Francisco's animals need our help, not just the domesticated cute animals that we have in our homes, but the animals at the zoo and the animals that we share our space with, urban wildlife such as raccoons, coyotes, always a hot topic, and many others, including even animals that are considered to be pests such as rodents. When I joined the commission, it was partially to try and enact some education and change specifically around the use of glue traps in the city and county of San Francisco. And this is something that I'm super passionate about and hope to continue to do this work. Actually, there's an article in today's Chronicle that describes the commission's work in our attempt to ban glue traps in San Francisco. I hope to be able to continue my work on the commission so that I can continue to advocate for animals in the city. I think that as the city of St. Francis, we should offer compassion and understanding and kindness to all living creatures that live here. So thank you for this opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have Lana Lee.
Hello, good morning, and thank you for the opportunity to apply for this position. My name is Lana. I am in the tech sector. I am currently a graduate student studying data science, which is basically programming and mathematics. One of my interests is seeking ways to marry my interest in data analysis and artificial intelligence and animal welfare. And for the community, I am a volunteer for Compassionate Bay, which is a nonprofit that works to introduce animal advocacy legislation. And it has taught me a lot about patience that's required sometimes in politics. But it is a very rewarding position because it is high impact and far reaching. I also participate in pro-animal events, especially in the intersection of technology and animal welfare. Joining the commission would be a great way for me to grow further in my journey in animal advocacy and get to work with people who also deeply care about animal issues in the city. I've been living in San Francisco since I was born, and on and off, and it's a city I love. So thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have Michelangelo Torres.
Good morning, supervisors. I want to thank you for scheduling this appointment, and thank you for your time and consideration regarding our commission appointments. My name is Michelangelo Torres, and I'm the chair of the Animal Commission. I was appointed to the commission back in September 2019. During my first 2 years, I served as commission secretary, and I'm currently serving my fourth year as chairperson. As most people know, our commission has done amazing work advocating for animals since it was formed back in late 1970s. Many of the recommendations made by us over the years may have been seen as radical by some people, but those same recommendations are now viewed as compassionate and common sense. During my time on the commission, we have discussed and presented on a number of important matters, and we also regularly follow up on issues brought to our attention by various departments in city government, including concerns from legislative aides in a number of supervisors' offices. As for myself, I have many years of experience as a community organizer, including volunteer work for a number of animal-related organizations. I also have over 12 years of experience caring for senior animals, including those who have special needs or are considered hospice. In addition to my love for animals, I also bring my administrative experience, attention to detail, and my ability to work both independently and as part of a team on the commission. I have really enjoyed the time I've spent serving on this body, and I feel honored to be able to serve another term. So thank you very much for your time and your consideration.
Thank you. Michael Reed.
Hello. I would like to be reappointed to the Commission of Animal Control and Welfare for another term so I can work on uncompleted tasks. I have been a resident of San Francisco since 1976. I have volunteered with Mikaboo Companion Rescue for over 15 years. During that time, I have fostered around 20 parrots for varying lengths of time and am currently fostering an Amazon parrot that has been with me for over 15 years. I have also volunteered with Paloma Sea Pigeon and Dove Rescue when needed for rescue and transport. I'm now retired and have volunteered at SFACC for over 5 years. I'm a senior small animals volunteer and help train new volunteers. I volunteer regularly 2 days a week and also help with special events. As a shelter and Mikaboo volunteer, I have transported over 20 wild parrots of Telegraph Hill to vets or other volunteers over the last 15 years. Last year, a tree trimming crew for DPW was trimming palm trees on Dolores Street, and nestling wild parrot juveniles were found below the trees dislodged by this trimming. I was part of the group that mobilized to stop this tree trimming and quickly get tree trimmers from Park and Rec that have policies on trimming trees with nesting birds to train the DPW tree trimmers. Thank you for considering me for reappointment to this commission.
Thank you. Michaela Garfinkel.
Good morning. Sorry, I did not expect that to be so loud. Good morning. I have been serving on the Commission of Animal Control and Welfare for about 2 years and was recently appointed as secretary. And it honestly has been such an incredibly rewarding experience just representing the community and also animals that don't have voices oftentimes in our city conversations. When, as you'll see in my application, my approach is really about blending evidence-based, expert-backed solutions with community input. I love hearing directly from the community at our meetings, but I also like to go on social media and really understand what people are saying, how they feel about things, because I really want to put solutions and recommendations that are sustainable, practical, and not super resource intensive. So I would love an opportunity to be reappointed. In my professional experience, I work as a content marketer, and I'd also love to, in this next term, focus more on engaging the community more on social media and just getting even more people to our meetings. We've been having great turnout, so just would love to continue and accelerate that. Thank you.
Thank you. Nicholas Chapman. No, Nicholas? All right, I believe we have heard from all of the candidates who are here. Mr. Clerk, would you please go to public comment on this item? I don't see any questions from colleagues.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this matter, just line up to speak at this time by the windows. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any members of the public who would like to provide comment on this matter? There are no public commenters on this matter.
Thank you so much. Seeing no speakers, public comment is now closed. Again, I want to just reiterate my thanks for all of the candidates who came in this morning, took the time out of your day to come in and let us know why you want to serve on this particular commission. This is the hard part of our work, where we have to actually pick less people than there are seats available. And so we are looking at applications, looking at resumes, listening to what people have to say. And so again, I just encourage anyone who does not get chosen today to continue to want to serve. There are a lot of commissions, a lot of committees, a lot of work to be done here in San Francisco. And again, unfortunately, we have so many qualified candidates, but we can only pick 6 out of 10 applicants. So I'm going to move that we appoint Michael Reed to seat 1, Irina Azenor to seat 2, Michaela Garfinkel to seat 3, Nicholas Chapman to seat 4, Dana Sherwood to seat 5, and Michael Angelo Torres to seat 6.
Just to repeat, to be sure I have it correct, we have Michael Reed, seat 1, Irina Azarnov to seat 2, Michaela Garfinkel to seat 3, Nicholas Chapman, seat 4, Dana Sherwood, seat 5, and Michael Angelo Torres to seat 6.
Correct.
On that motion, Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you, and these folks will move to the full board. Mr. Clerk, please call item number 2.
Would you like to take a...
Oh, I'm sorry. We have to make a motion. We call it first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Item number 2 is a motion reappointing Supervisor Raphael Mandelman to the Association of Bay Area Government Executive Board, term ending June 30th, 2027, or the conclusion of his term as a member of the Board of Supervisor.
Thank you. I'd like to make a motion to... excuse Supervisor Mandelman from this item.
Yes, on the motion to excuse. Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Mandelman, excuse. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Motion to excuse carries. And Mr. Clerk, let's go to public comment on item number 2.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Are there any members of the public who would like to speak on item number 2? There are no speakers.
Thank you. Seeing no speakers, public comment is now closed. And I'd like to move the name of Supervisor Raphael Mandelman forward with a positive recommendation to the full board.
Yes, on that motion, Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Mandelman, excuse. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. President Mandelman, you can come back. And let's call item number 3.
Yes, item number 3 is a motion reappointing Supervisor Matt Dorsey as a member of the Association of Bay Area Government Executive Board, term ending June 30th, 2027, or the conclusion of his term as member of the Board of Supervisors.
Thank you. Don't see any comments or statements from colleagues. Mr. Clerk, would you please call for public comment for this item?
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any members of the public who would like to speak on item number 3? There are no speakers.
Thank you. Seeing no speakers, public comment is now closed. I'd like to make a motion to move Supervisor Matt Dorsey's name forward for item 3 with a positive recommendation.
Yes, on that motion, Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Mr. Clerk, please call item number 4.
Yes, item number 4 is a resolution accepting the annual surveillance report under Administrative Code Section 19B.6 for the following departments: Airport, Air Arts Commission, Asian Arts Museum, Child Support Services, City Administrator's Office, Department of Elections, Department of Emergency Management, Department of Homelessness and Supportive Housing, Department of Human Resources, Department of Public Health, Department of Public Works, Department of Technology, Fire Department, Human Services Agency, Juvenile Probation Department, Municipal Transportation Agency, Police Department, Port of San Francisco, Public Library, Public Utilities Commission, Recreation and Parks Department, Rent Stabilization and Arbitration Board, and War Memorial Department.
Thank you so much, and I believe we're going to hear from Court Director Eddie McCaffrey and Julia Kreschel.
Thank you so much, Chair Walton. Good morning, Supervisor.
Cheryl, as well as Board President Mandelman, Eddie McCaffrey here is Director of COIT. I'm also joined by my colleague, Julia Cushell, who serves as our privacy analyst at COIT. And just as a quick matter of background, I know you're likely familiar with this, but COIT serves as an IT governance body that helps to support a number of policy initiatives as well as budget matters that move through the city and county of San Francisco. We do a number of outreach with numerous departments throughout the city, but we also coordinate with subject matter experts, stakeholders, external partners to ensure that the solutions, the projects that we're putting forward for recommendation, they are the highest standard, they're transparent, but they're also a collaborative and collective as far as their recommendations. We're here today, and I'm going to pass over to Julia in a minute to talk about the 2024 annual surveillance reports that we work with a variety of number of departments throughout the city on, and that we ask the Board of Supervisors, particularly you members, to move it forward to accept the resolution today. And so with that, I'm going to hand over to Julia.
Thank you. Hello, as Eddie said, my name is Julia Cruciel, and I am the privacy analyst at the Committee on Information Technology. Just as a bit of background, Chapter 19B in the San Francisco Administrative Code was established in 2019 to create transparency around the government use of technology. 19B, as it is more commonly referred to, is an extension of the voter-initiated Privacy First policy, which created privacy protective laws, regulations, policies, and practices for the city. In December of last year, the Board of Supervisors passed amendments to 19B to clarify the existing law, to help create operational efficiencies, and to remove excessive administrative burdens for departments. COIT staff has already seen the benefits of these changes in supporting departments to bring forward existing policies that have changes, as well as new policies altogether. One of the core operational efficiencies from the amendments is related to the annual surveillance report process, which now allows departments to submit a single report for all surveillance technology policies that have been approved by the Board of Supervisors, and makes the reporting once every 2 years instead of annually. 19B requires that departments with Board of Supervisors approved surveillance technology policies complete an annual surveillance report for each policy. COIT provides support to departments and tracks the progress and submission of annual surveillance reports. After all the reports are submitted, COIT created an aggregate summary of these reports to send to the Board of Supervisors. The annual surveillance report offers departments an opportunity to report on proposed changes to their policies, any violations that have occurred, complaints received from the public, as well as the overall effectiveness of the technology in achieving its stated purpose. And these are the items which we will go through in today's presentation. On this slide is a list of the reports being submitted between November 2nd, 2023, and November 1st, 2024, representing 23 departments, 11 general technology categories, and 46 policies for 51 technologies. This slide indicates that the departments reported that there have been no changes with the policies listed, which totals 26 policies in total. This slide highlights the technology policies that have reported the following changes, the majority of which were shifts in an authorized job title, and there were 10 policies impacted by this shift. There were also reported changes in technology, as in individual items of technologies replaced, added, or taken out of operation. There were 5 policies impacted by this shift, and there was 1 policy with both changes in authorized job titles and changes in technology, and this was the PUC's use of drones. All annual surveillance reports are posted on the COIT department website and are available for the public to view. Only the Recreation and Park Department had a report with violations or complaints. There were 2 complaints and 1 concern from the public. Both complaints were related to camera placement in Alamo Square, and the concern centered on data collection and the use of the technology. The Recreation and Park Department replied directly on all 3 items to the people who had complained and received no response in any of their lines of communication. San Francisco is a leader in data privacy governance and serves as an example for how privacy and efficient government processes can exist together. COIT supports the city's 19B efforts and provides assistance to departments whenever necessary to ensure they are in compliance. Privacy policies are essential to the responsible collection and use of personal data, and this increases the trust in public sector data use. Thank you again for taking the time to hear from COIT today. We would be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you so much for the presentation. Just a quick question. Why the reference to use of facial recognition technology on the last slide before questions?
Well, that is something that's in the code. So it's mandatory that people report on whether or not face recognition data was even inadvertently used, or received, I should say.
Got it, because we don't use that in San Francisco.
Yeah, so that is because the ordinance says that, you know, that's not allowed. Even inadvertent receipt of that information is required as part of the reporting.
Thank you.
Sure.
I don't see any other questions. We will go to public comment on this item.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this matter should like to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any members of the public who would like to provide comment on this matter? I do not see any commenters for this matter.
Thank you so much. Seeing no public comment is now closed. And I will make a motion to send this to the full board with recommendation.
Yes, on that motion, Vice Chair Cheryl.
Aye.
Cheryl, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Mr. Clerk, please call item number 5.
Yes, item number 5 is ordinance amending the administrative code to create the Valencia Street Entertainment Zone on Valencia Street between 16th Street and 21st Street, the Pier 39 Entertainment Zone on or around Pier 39, including the northern waterfront of the Embarcadero, between the Embarcadero on the south, Kearney Street on the east, Powell Street on the west, and the San Francisco shoreline on the north. The Folsom Street Entertainment Zone on Folsom Street between 7th and 8th Street. Halam Street between Folsom and Rush Place. And Langston Street between Folsom Street and Decker Alley. The Ellis Street Entertainment Zone on Ellis Street between Stockton Street and Powell Street. And the Yerba Buena Lane Downtown Activation Location on Yerba Buena Lane between Market Street and Mission Street. And the northern side of Mission Street only, excluding the public street portion of Mission Street between Yerba Buena Lane and 3rd Street, including Jesse Square, and affirming the Planning Department's determination under the California Environmental Quality Act.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. And I believe we will hear from Ben Van Houten from OEWD.
Thank you, Chair Walton, Member Cheryl, and President Mandelman. Ben Van Houten, the Director of Nightlife Initiatives at the Office of Economic and Workforce Development, appreciate your consideration of this item. I have a short presentation to walk through. I've presented on entertainment zones a few times to this committee, but just for the public's awareness, reminder that entertainment zones are areas designated by the Board of Supervisors through an ordinance like this that enable adjacent restaurants and bars to sell open to-go beverages for consumption in shared outdoor areas, such as on a sidewalk, a street, a plaza, within the boundaries of the zone. This is a tool that we have seen successfully activate streets in our neighborhoods with entertainment, community-driven events that are really helping accelerate economic recovery and support thriving neighborhoods. We had an entertainment zone event, Warriors Watch Party, last night at the Chase Center. Coal Valley Knights had their latest installment just last week. Really great to see the growth of this use of this tool. There are layers of state and local requirements to entertainment zones. Under state law, it's only restaurants, bars, breweries, and wineries that can sell these to-go beverages, not liquor stores. Beverages have to be sold in non-metal, non-glass containers, and there has to be a process to identify patrons that are over 21. And open beverages must not leave the zone and cannot be brought inside businesses as well. We had a local layer of implementation after the adoption of an ordinance to establish a zone. The Office of Economic and Workforce Development has been tasked with developing a management plan for each zone that includes additional operating requirements. Those plans are also designed to align with other required permits, such as street closure permitting, sidewalk permitting, what have you. Today's ordinance proposes five new entertainment zones, and I'm going to talk about each of them very briefly, but just want to acknowledge that all of these zones come from strong engagement from community stakeholders who have brought these zones to us as ones that they see as a tool to help support their neighborhoods. First off, the Valencia Street Entertainment Zone. I want to thank the Valencia Corridor Merchants Association for their partnership and leadership on this. I know they're hoping to use this zone in conjunction with the Valencia Live night markets and also recurring activations beyond those night markets as well. The Pier 39 Entertainment Zone, this has been a great collaboration between Pier 39 and the Port, who wanted me to acknowledge that the Port is very supportive, and I want to express my appreciation for their collaboration in the development of this zone. The Folsom Street Entertainment Zone is in alignment with the Soma Nights recurring arts and culture events that the Soma West CBD is producing on Folsom Street to support the Folsom Street businesses. And then the Ellis Street Entertainment Zone, John's Grill has been a great thought partner about events to activate Ellis Street there. And then finally, the Yerba Buena Lane downtown activation location, which is in alignment with the downtown activation permitting that was part of some legislation last year. Yerba Buena Lane, obviously, ton of potential as an entertainment zone, so many great restaurants and businesses there. And then Jesse Square is a place of opportunity for community activation. And the Yerba Buena Partnership has been a great partner in thinking about all the possibilities there. That concludes my presentation, but I know, Chair Walton, that we discussed with your office duplicating the file so that we could continue conversations on creating a Bayview Entertainment Zone. Really happy to do that. And with that, I think I am done. Thank you for your time. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you so much. I don't see any questions, so we will go to public comment on item five.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should stand up along and line up alongside by the windows. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes.
Hello, supervisors. Thank you for hearing this today. I'm Scott Rhodes. I'm the executive director for the Yerba Buena Partnership. We're the community benefit district in Yerba Buena between 2nd Street and 5th Street, Market and Harrison by the highway. We are just here to say thank you for considering this. We're in full support of this. The Yerba Buena neighborhood is an amazing, diverse neighborhood with restaurants, bars, museums, cultural organizations, residents, hotels, tourism. And this location specifically, Yerba Buena Lane, is really the perfect example of what an entertainment zone can be. We have 8 small businesses on the lane there, and so we can create quite an activation zone. It really was built for this. It won't require an MTA street closure permit because the lane is already non-public, and with Jesse Square, we can do some very interesting and creative collaborations on the space. So we're excited what this does for small business, arts, culture, and revitalization of downtown. So thank you for hearing it.
Hi, supervisors. I'm Alex Ludlum, interim executive director of Soma West. Thank you for considering this entertainment zone designation. Our street fair called Soma Nights was conceived of by the merchants out of a sense of desperation at their losses year after year. We've begun a nascent program on side alleys and really encouraged every merchant to design their own programming, drive their own marketing. Civic Joy has invested in this Soma Nights street fair, and it's very meaningful for the city to officially sanction it in this way and expand what we're able to offer. Thank you very much.
Hello, my name is Jill Linwood. I am also with the Community Benefit District Yerba Buena Partnership. And we are here, I'm following up on Scott's comments to say how enthusiastically supportive we are of having Yerba Buena Lane work as an entertainment zone. We're very fortunate to host the mayor's press conference about this legislation on Monday, April 7th. And one could see just by the turnout of that event, we had the owner of every restaurant on Yerba Buena Lane. We had the leaders of SF MoMA, Yerba Buena Center for the Arts, MOAD, our supervisor, Matt Dorsey, all coming out to begin planning. Actually, since April 7th, we've been fielding proposals for getting the activations going on Yerba Buena Lane. So thank you for considering, and thank you to Ben for working with us on this.
Good morning. My name is Scott Gettner. I'm the president and CEO of Pier 39. I just want to say we're thrilled for consideration in an entertainment zone at Pier 39. Tourism plays a vital role to San Francisco's economy, and Pier 39, the Northern Waterfront, play an outsized role in that effort. The creation of an entertainment zone in Northern Waterfront allows us to create really fun and interesting events that bring visitors, but also locals alike, to this iconic part of San Francisco. Most importantly, it also provides much needed relief to our restaurants, our retailers, our attractions, all along the Northern Waterfront, particularly this tumultuous time in the tourism industry. As Ben also said, this has been a great collaboration between us at Pier 39, Northern Waterfront, as well as the Port of San Francisco and OEWD with Ben's office. And again, we appreciate your consideration. Thank you.
Hello, gentlemen. My name is Chinny Amahara. I am also with SOMA West CBD. I just wanted to share the fact that we are very much elated that this is being considered. I am one of the main organizers of SOMA Nights, and I meet with these businesses on the regular. While they are bleeding a slow death, they are also very much elated that we are able to push forward SOMA Nights with the help of Civic Joy. So it means a lot that it's being able to be recognized on a level such as this, and we are very excited to see the outcome. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. My name is John from John's Grill, and I'm representing the Ellis Street Entertainment Zone. We, over many years and decades, have had wonderful partnerships with the city, and we appreciate your consideration. We've closed Ellis Street countless times, and we've thrown lots of amazing parties, including our Election Day parties on Ellis Street and big anniversary parties that have seen thousands and thousands and thousands of people come through. We're really excited to be the entertainment zone for the downtown businesses. We have a few small businesses on Ellis Street, but the plan is to bring all of the downtown struggling businesses onto Ellis Street so that they can promote their businesses and help a struggling downtown San Francisco. So thank you for your consideration.
Are there any additional speakers for this matter? There are no additional speakers.
Thank you. Seeing no additional speakers, public comment is now closed. And at this time, I would like to duplicate the file because we are going to be working on adding Bayview to the entertainment zone. So I would like to just duplicate the file, and I believe I can do that without a motion. And then I would like to move the unduplicated file forward to the full board with a recommendation.
On the motion to recommend the original file, Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries without objection. Looking forward to all the great times that folks will get to have here in the city because of these entertainment zones. Mr. Clerk, do we have any more business before?
What action would you like to take on the duplicated version? I assume you would like to continue that to the call.
I'm sorry, continue the duplicated file to the call of the chair.
Yes, on that motion, Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye.
That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. And thank you for that, Mr. Clerk. Do we have any more business before us?
That completes the agenda.
Thank you. We are adjourned.